Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Podcast for Monday, July 23rd, 2012. I'm Jason Powell, and I will be previewing the WWE Raw 1000 show. A couple of things to get out of the way before we get into that. Normally, this is a quick hits audio, and this is kind of a new concept that we're doing over on the member side of things. Normally, this is available exclusively to members. Basically, if there's something newsworthy going on, we'll jump in and give 15, 20 minutes worth of audio rather than just kind of saving most of our stuff for the loaded .NET weekly audio show that members have access to on Thursday afternoons. It's Chris Shore and I hosting it. We generally talk. We're trying to trim it down to about 90 minutes to 2 hours, but we've been known to go 2.5 hours at times talking about analyzing all the news of the week and often breaking first-run news in the .NET Weekly audio show as well. Just with today being Raw 1000 and a lot going on and the members already having access to over, 2.5 hours of new audio content today alone, I figured let's throw this out there for everybody as well. If you're wondering what that content is today, I was joined, it was my pleasure to talk with Violent J of Insane Clown Posse about their upcoming Bloody Mania show, the Gathering of the Juggalos, and also getting his memories on his time with WWE, TNA, WCW, and ECW, as well as talking about the new Chris Benoit song that ICP has on their forthcoming CD. That interview is 96 minutes in length and is available exclusively to ProWrestling.net members. I really enjoyed the conversation with Jay, and even if you're not an ICP fan, I think you would appreciate some of the things he talks about and even his passion for pro wrestling. I mean, he just admits that he and Shaggy 2 Dope, his partner in crime in ICP, are both just huge wrestling marks. They can't get enough of it. And so it was fun to talk with him and get his perspective on some different things. And also the Q&A audio show that I do in which I answer .NET member questions that usually runs either on Friday or Monday. And today it was about a 60-minute show and about 40-some minutes of it, pro wrestling related questions, and the other 15, 20 minutes were kind of the non-wrestling portion of the show where we have some fun, just let the members ask whatever the hell they want to. If you're interested in membership, great time to sign up because we're not done with the audio. Chris Shore and I will be back after Raw 1000 with a detailed review of that show. That is going to be available exclusively to ProWrestling.net members, along with the Violent J interview, the Q&A audio, and all of the audio content we have each week, including the .NET Countdown show with Jake Barnett and Will Pruitt, as well as audio reviews of all the major television shows, Raw every week, all the pay-per-views. You guys hear the all-access version of the SmackDown audio review with Jake and Chris Shore over here on Saturdays. If you're wondering what the heck happened on Saturday, well, Chris ran into some technical issues, so this was one of those rare weeks where there was not a SmackDown audio show, but Will Pruitt covers the TNA Impact Wrestling show in audio form, so all of your major shows are covered, pay-per-view, television, etc., and the site itself is an ad-free version of ProWrestling.net. There is a forum where you can correspond with .NET members. We just had someone new to the site rave about hanging out, you know, corresponding with those members in the forum, just talking about what good people they are. And so with Raw 1000 going on, what better time than to sign up for .NET membership and take advantage of all those perks, get the first look at .NET news, etc., and hear hours and hours of audio content. And it's not just Violent J. Recent interviews include Gabe Sapolsky of Dragon Gate USA, Shane Hurricane Helms, just incredible, former WWE creative team members, Court Bauer, Chris DeJoseph, a.k.a. Big Dick Johnson, Chris Roach, former TNA creative team member, Dutch Mantel, are just among the few that have joined us for interviews that either Chris Shore or I have conducted over on the .NET member side of things. And if you're interested in signing up before Raw tonight, very simple sign-up process, and you can have access to all those perks in time for Raw 1000 by visiting ProWrestling.net if you're listening to this on iTunes. And you can't miss the sign-up area. It's right there on the side of your screen. And for as little as $5.50 a month, if you take the annual option, you will have access to all those perks. If you just want to try it out for a month, hey, that's cool too. You can do so. Download all the audio you want. I don't care. But you'll have access to the forum and ad-free coverage of tonight's Raw 1000, upcoming SummerSlam pay-per-view, and more. $7.50 for 1 month. So get in while you can. TNA Hardcore Justice coverage as well. a great time to sign up for .NET membership with SummerSlam approaching. And again, of course, Raw 1000 tonight. Again, swing over to ProWrestling.net. Now, as for Raw 1000, we're going to be going through, you know, just all the major things and talking about some of the names that are expected to appear on the show. But first, I want to get into my expectations for Raw 1000. I think, you know, we know there's going to be a lot of big names returning. Obviously, they've advertised some huge things for this show, and there's going to be some surprises and things of that nature. But I think more than anything, it has to be more than just a good, really good special episode of Raw. I think this has to set up SummerSlam and, more importantly, provide a hook that gives viewers incentives to come back for more. WWE is expanding to 3 hours. They need to drive home that new start time as often as possible while they have what we assume is going to be a bigger-than-usual viewing audience for tonight's Raw just because of Raw 1000 and all of the hype that it's received. They've done a really good job of getting their talent out there, whether it's wrestlers or Stephanie McMahon or Triple H or Vince McMahon himself getting out there and doing mainstream media interviews to promote this. And so they should have a really, you know, really good viewership tonight. So you need to take advantage of that and just, you know, beat people over the head with the new start time of 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern going forward. That's huge because this is anyone who has followed the ratings for recent 3 hour shows, I guess going back is for quite some time, a lot of times they'll really try to drive home that start time the week before, and most people still don't tune in until the normal what was the 8 p.m. Central start time that had been the traditional start time of Raw for a long time. They need to establish that. It's very important that they get people tuning into that first hour of the show. I mean, I'm not crazy about the expansion of Raw to 3 hours. I think it's too much of a good thing. I think they are going to water down the product, and I really fear that, you know, unless there's some format changes and things of that nature, if they just give us what we've been getting, then, you know, I'm concerned about what their rating is going to be. And, you know, when it comes to tonight's show, I mean, it's, yeah, you're bringing in all these people, and there are things I wish they would have saved for future episodes. Maybe we'll find out storyline-wise, well, we couldn't because we had this going or whatever. The one thing that jumps out at me is the wedding. I wouldn't have done that tonight. It feels rushed, and I think that's something you can do in episode 1002 or 1003 and do it right. I just think with all the hype this show is getting, I don't know that the wedding is really going to bring in extra viewers this week, or at least not as many as it would. Perhaps if you save this, maybe even you set it up for next week. You use Raw 1000 to set up Raw 1001. There's just little things like that that I would have done differently, but they're going for broke on this show. But it can't, at the end of the night, I mean, even if it's just a really good, feel-good show, there has to be a hook going forward. They really, you know, with that three-hour expansion to 3 hours now, they have to give their viewers some reason to be excited about 1001, 1002, just the company in general going forward. And, of course, hype SummerSlam, which, with Brock Lesnar and Triple H expected to be the main event of that show, along with something involving John Cena, CM Punk, etc. It's their biggest show of the summer. It really is. They don't always treat it like it's the WrestleMania of the summer, as I think fan expectations seem to suggest going in that they wish they did. But I think this year with Lesnar and Triple H in that their match, and then whatever they do with the WWE Championship, it has the potential to be a bigger than usual SummerSlam. So they really need to drive home the importance of that show, make it feel like a big event. But honestly, I mean, that to me is even secondary to just really creating a buzz going forward, whether it's a big angle or just, you know, even if it's just rapid fire tease. For instance, Randy Orton, we've gotten this question a few times leading up to the show. Is his suspension up? Can he appear at Raw 1000? No, he can't, because his suspension runs until, I believe, this weekend. He is expected to be back on Raw 1001. I think they should advertise that tonight. I don't know, you know, is it going to be enough to get people to tune in next week? Hard to say. Orton's a popular figure in WWE. Is he a huge ratings draw? Hard to say. But I think you still have to drive that home and really get, you know, try to give people some incentive to watch next week. And not just that, but I mean, you know, other things as well, really build up next week's show. I think one thing to watch for, Are they consistent with doing things like they are tonight? They're advertising the DX reunion to start the show. Are we going to see that on a regular basis now, where they try to give people more incentive to watch that earlier hour of Raw? Establish that. Will they start advertising matches or angles or just different things for that particular the beginning of the new show, you know, the new time for the show? But as far as, I guess one other thing here that we found out tonight about tonight is that Raw has a new logo. They released that information. They gave a TV website the first look at it. The story was up earlier, so if you haven't seen it, you can certainly find the link to it. The new Raw logo, it's fine. I mean, honestly, I don't know that it's anything like some kid on his computer at home couldn't have come up with. And I was talking with Brian Fritz of BetweenTheRopes.com, because I'll be joining him tomorrow afternoon to discuss Raw as well, in addition to the PW Torch livecast, the livecast on 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern over at blogtalkradio.com. Fritzy's show, I believe, is airing at 4 p.m. Central at BetweenTheRopes.com. But I was, you know, it's like, why not have a fan contest? I honestly think the fans could have come up with a better looking graphic and would have been one more way to get the fans involved in this thing, because Lord knows they're preaching this interactive nature of the show. I think we're going to find out a lot about that tonight. Is it going to be just what we saw with them, you know, Christian defending the Intercontinental title is what won the fan vote last week? Is it going to be things like that? Are they really going to play up tout? My thoughts on that I'll say for a little bit. But let's, working our way through what is advertised, I think the couple of big things jump out. CM Punk defending the WWE Championship against, John Cena. My guess on this is that we're going to see Punk retain. Yes, John Cena will technically be the first guy to win Money in the Bank that fails to cash in that contract successfully. And I think it's going to be because Big Show interferes, and it's going to set up a triple threat match with that trio at the SummerSlam pay-per-view. No inside info, just kind of watching the storylines like you are and kind of seeing where I think things are going. It seems like they're keeping Big Show awfully strong. And if he's not in that mix with Punk or Cena, what are they keeping him so strong for? So that's my best guess, is something happens where, you know, Cena has an out for losing, basically, and it gets Show into the SummerSlam match. Now, there's a lot of fan speculation that, hey, maybe Cena wins, and somehow, some way, it leads to The Rock challenging John Cena at SummerSlam. Boy, it would feel a little too soon for me, but, you know, I mean, we do have Rock teasing that he's coming. You know, he obviously has announced he will be there. He is going to be in St. Louis in person for this show, and he's indicating that he's, you know, still going after that WWE Championship. My best guess remains that it's Rock Cena at WrestleMania 29 for the WWE Championship. And my guess is that somehow between now and then, Cena wins that championship, Rock either wins Royal Rumble, or, hell, just because he's The Rock, he gets the WWE Championship match at WrestleMania. So, I don't know what Rock's upcoming movie schedule is. I believe at one time there were some rumblings that, well, this could be a best of three with Rock actually facing Cena at SummerSlam and then having the rubber match at WrestleMania 29. I can't entirely rule it out, but I feel like it would be too soon, and I would worry that they would diminish the importance of that, of the WrestleMania 29 match, I guess is my fear. But WWE may look at it as, hey, we have The Rock. We're not going to, you know, we're not taking it. We're just going to get what we can out of him while we have him, and I can't really blame them for that. But, I mean, I guess stranger things have happened, but it does seem like, I guess we have, a month to go until the SummerSlam pay-per-view. So you could do it. It just would feel a bit rushed based on, maybe it's just because I was so used to seeing Cena Rock hype for a full year. So I'm not expecting that, but I can't entirely rule it out either. Brock Lesnar appearing on the show with Paul Heyman. He was shown in the graphics, so there's been speculation, could Lesnar be taking out the DX guys as part of that opening segment? Possibly. I just think somehow, some way, Brock has to do something that really stands out tonight. And it's going to be difficult with everything that's going on in this show for that to happen. But I would hope that WWE has something in mind that really is going to put him back on the map. Because you know, his appearances have been so sporadic. And, yeah, we've had Paul Heyman some weeks we haven't. And I think Heyman's done a really good job on the mic when he's been there. But it just, you know, Lesnar returning tonight just doesn't feel as important. I mean, think about the rush that people felt when they found out that Brock Lesnar, or when he first walked out on the Raw the night after WrestleMania. Nobody's feeling that right now about Brock Lesnar returning for this particular show. And, you know, I mean, hey, yeah, time passes and there's nothing like that first big moment in return. So I'm not saying they should feel exactly like that, but WWE has to get him back in a position where Lesnar feels really important and his match with Triple H feels like one of the biggest things on SummerSlam. It does right now just because it's the only thing they're really talking about, but it isn't like, oh my God, I have to see this match. It just kind of feels like, oh yeah, and Brock Lesnar's going to face Triple H. So they really need to do something big, I think, with Lesnar. Doesn't have to be tonight. You know, he is going to appear on additional shows leading into SummerSlam. This isn't his only appearance on that show. But you would think they would do something when they have so many viewers watching to get people buzzing. So maybe he attacks DX. Maybe, you know, maybe it is something where DX does their bit, and then later in the show, he and Hunter get into it. Something. But I want to see Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar really be spotlighted on this show because I think that is very important. As far as that DX reunion is concerned, at this point, I will be surprised. I've been talking about it for a while now, and I will be surprised if we don't see Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, and X-Pac involved in that opening segment. Jerry Lawler last week may have kind of tipped his hand when he said that he was talking about how they're all going to be there. Well, when you're talking about two guys, I don't think most people use the word all. Could have been a slip, but, you know, now we're hearing that, you know, we know Road Dogg's going to be there because of another interview that Jerry Lawler did, and Sean Waltman's confirmed that he's going to be there. Billy Gunn hasn't put anything out there, but I was talking with somebody today who said, yeah, I'm going to buzz going around as if Billy Gunn is going to be there too. So I do think you're going to see more than just Triple H and Shawn Michaels appearing tonight. I think you're going to have more of a full-fledged DX reunion. Now, that would be a nice surprise, but my jaw would hit the floor if China walked out. Don't get your hopes up for that one, folks. I don't know that WWE, with Linda running for office and their whole PG campaign, even if, like, if things weren't so bad between WWE and China, I don't know if they want to involve themselves with a current porn star, number one. But not only do you have the whole China, Triple H, Stephanie McMahon dynamic, you also have the Sean Waltman situation with, you know, he released that video that of the two of them when they were a couple, you know, their porn video, which she was, she knew she was being filmed, and it was consensual, yet because he sold the tape, she now refers to it as rape. I know Sean isn't very pleased about that. Obviously, she's not pleased about the situation, so I'm not getting my hopes up to see China on Raw. It would be a hell of a jaw-dropping moment, but I don't think it'll happen. As far as the Raw general manager is concerned, as of now, my best guess on this has been that it was going to be you, the WWE Universe, because of Tout. WWE really playing that up there. You know, they're invested in this company. It's, you know, it's like, for those who haven't been paying attention, Tout, you know, you post a 15-second video. So it's not a tweet, but it's a tout. You're putting up a video of yourself. And we saw some videos from three fans last week on the show. There is a way to do it. I can't say it's my favorite. I'm not crazy about heel general managers or any of this stuff anymore. But, you know, the whole idea of you, the WWE Universe, seems kind of eh to me. But I was told that at the taping at either Raw or SmackDown last week, there was talk of Big Johnny returning, John Laurinaitis returning as the general manager. The board of directors somehow would appoint him the general manager of Raw going forward. Now, I'm not definitively reporting that because I've heard it from one source, and albeit a reliable one, the source even indicated that, it didn't seem like it was set in stone. But I can tell you there was some talk of that. Now, could it be that the red herring kind of being floated out there and that, you know, they have something else in mind? Sure. But that's what I was told at the tapings last week, either Raw or SmackDown. Big Johnny's name was in play for the Raw general manager position. Again, I don't read too much into it. I get, like, it seems like every other day I'm getting an email from someone going, he must be coming back because he's advertised for our house show or this dark match coming up at the Raw I'm going to. And it's like, he's been doing that all along. Don't read too much into that because even, you know, the time he's been exiled since his character was fired, he's still been appearing in dark matches and whatnot, doing, you know, the handicap match bit with Tensai, Big Show, and then John Laurinaitis interferes. And so it's they've been doing this all along, so I don't read too much into, well, you know, Big Johnny's advertised for anything in particular. So keep that in mind, please. I think we covered the wedding. I do believe Kane is the most likely candidate to interrupt this thing, if anyone's going to. I would love to see it be someone different. I'd love to see it be someone from developmental, positioned as AJ's secret boyfriend, or even her brother, I don't care. But let's get a Seth Rollins or a Dean Ambrose in this slot. I think it would be a lot of fun. It'd be a great way to introduce a new character. Could it be lost in the shuffle? Well, not if you don't let it be. You know, there's a way to make that stand out and make that new person really, shine on a huge platform tonight on Raw. I don't think it'll be that. I do think it's probably going to be, well, we're going to see Daniel Bryan and Kane coming out of this. I could be wrong. I don't know who Christian is defending the Intercontinental title against tonight. They haven't announced that one yet as I record this. Maybe something will come out beforehand. For that matter, I don't know what they're doing on the free preview of the YouTube, WWE website, and Facebook show that they're doing for Raw 1000. As I record this, no updates there as far as, is there going to be a match on this show? Is it going to be a bunch of video packages? All I know is that 3 hours plus a YouTube show plus an expected long overrun, my God, it's going to be like WWE Raw overkill tonight. I know some of you are going, I can't get enough. That's awesome. For others, be like, damn, and we have this every week coming up with at least a 3 hour format of the show. Wow. Just some rumored, along with some confirmed returning talent for this show. Potential spoilers in here. So, I mean, by now, I think if you didn't want spoilers for tonight's Raw, you probably wouldn't be listening. But just in case, I'll issue the spoiler warning, and this will be the last thing we talk about here. So you're not missing anything if you don't want any potential spoilers regarding tonight's Raw as far as some of the names who are expected to appear. Now's a good time to tune out. For the rest of you, I think that we'll start with the biggest one of the bunch thus far. Undertaker is listed by TV Guide in their blurb on the show as appearing, and it certainly sounds like that is the plan, that Undertaker is going to appear on Raw 1000. It would be his first appearance since WrestleMania 28 when he defeated Triple H in that match. And, you know, I mean, one thing I wanted to mention about this, you know, I think we've gotten in the habit of just assuming, well, he's just going to work WrestleMania because that's what his schedule's been lately. But who's to say, you know, maybe he comes back. Maybe it's more than just Raw 1000. Maybe he sets himself up with something for SummerSlam. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know anything on that. I'm just saying don't rule it out either. Just because of what his schedule's been in recent years, he also had some surgeries that he underwent. Maybe he's feeling healthy and maybe I think the days of seeing Undertaker as a full-time talent are long gone. Even the old Taker schedule, that it was, as it was always called, with, frequent breaks and things like that. I don't know how much you're going to see Taker working live events and whatnot, but who knows? Maybe he does something at SummerSlam as well. I mentioned the New Age Outlaws and X-Pac all expected to be at the show. Mick Foley has confirmed he will be there. Jim Ross, obviously, has confirmed he is going to be there. I believe you're going to see the legends who have already appeared on television in the Heath Slater segments, Vader, Dallas Page, Sid, Road Warrior Animal, Bob Backlund, Jim Duggan. I know Animal's going to be there. He's put it out that he will be there. He also said that he was going to be on the same flight as Bret Hart, who is going to be there. And I believe he said Dallas Page. He was talking about that on the Extreme Pro Wrestling Radio show, which is available at KFAN.com. I'm a frequent guest on that show with the hosts, Big D and Crisco over there. The Road Warrior Animal, I don't know what his status is. He was co-host of the show, and then he was out. Now maybe he's back in. I don't even know. But Animal appeared on the show earlier this week, and I know he was saying that just his flight to St. Louis alone, it was filled with some former talent. And then also Gene Okerlund is expected to be there. He is also listed in TV Guide. Kelly Kelly announced on her Twitter page that she is going to be there. She's also shown in the video for SummerSlam. So even though I don't know if she's coming back on a regular basis, there's indication she's not, but she is shown in the SummerSlam video. So maybe it's just they wanted a pretty face for the SummerSlam video. But usually if they're, you know, they bother to show someone, that means they're actually going to be on the pay-per-view. So, you know, this might not be the last time we see Kelly for a while. We might see her again at SummerSlam. Steve Blackman indicated a while back on his Twitter page, kind of hinting that he would be there. And then I think, and I did mention Bret Hart, I think one to keep an eye on tonight, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yes, I do believe he is going to appear, Road Warrior Animal, on that Extreme Pro Wrestling radio show. I don't know that he had any inside info, but he made it seem like he believed we're going to see Austin be the guy that roughs up Heath Slater. Makes sense. I don't know why WWE, you know, I guess, and I was going to say, I don't know why they wouldn't advertise Austin. Maybe they just see it as he's not a huge ratings draw. If there's not, you know, a big storyline for him, and they might get more out of it. You know, they're already advertising Punk and Cena, Rock, Brock, DX, Raw General Manager, Wedding, you know, Intercontinental title match. And I'm probably forgetting something that they're advertising. They have so much invested in this show. And maybe they just figured that adding Austin and or Undertaker, for that matter, to the hype, maybe it doesn't add as much, and it's better to have a surprise. I would agree with them on Austin, because I think Austin's act since he retired as a wrestler has been pretty basic. You know, he comes out and does the stunner and drinks a few beers and goes on his merry way. There's not much more to it than that. I do think if they would have advertised Undertaker making his first appearance since WrestleMania, I think that may have brought in some extra viewers. I'm kind of surprised that they didn't go there. But I think it's going to be a very interesting and fascinating show tonight. I'm looking forward to covering it. If we get some indication, well, I mean, at this point, I'm planning on covering the pre-show, I guess, unless we find out that no match and just a bunch of videos or something. But at this point, I'm planning on covering it. So beginning at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern time, I will be covering the free preview show that WWE is doing, probably as part of my regular WWE Raw live coverage. The live coverage will begin at 7 p.m. Central. So even if I break it up into two or something, if you just want to check out Raw, obviously, 7 p.m. Central, the new start time beginning tonight, and 8 o'clock Eastern. And, that's going to do it. Again, check into becoming a .NET member with this loaded show, SummerSlam right around the corner, TNA Hardcore Justice, a lot of fun stuff going on in pro wrestling. And why not have ad-free access, get the first look at news, listen to all those interviews I mentioned, hear tonight's Raw 1000 audio review, and so much more. Hang out with other members in the forum, all that good stuff. You can even write your own blogs that can be viewed by other .NET members as well. So plenty going on in the .NET, on the .NET members section of the website. Join us, $5.50 a month if you take that annual option. Just $7.50 a month if you want to try it out for a month and see if it's your thing. Again, head on over to prowrestling.net. .NET members, I'll be back later tonight. Everybody else, take care.